In Cali, Colombia's third largest city, supporters gathered for one of Iván Cepeda's final campaign rallies. The presidential candidate presents himself as the heir to Gustavo Petro, the country's first left-wing president, whose social reforms he pledges to continue.
What I like about Cepeda is that he'll bring the same ideas and carry on with Petro's project. I know they'll work as a team.
He is a level-headed, studious person. Nobody can complain about Cepeda's reputation. He's a calm, neat man with no issues. He is someone who connects with people.
In the nearby town of Buga, Cepeda addressed members of the Patriotic Union, the party of his late father, a communist activist murdered by police officers allied with paramilitaries in 1994, while also running for president.
What drives our struggle is the desire for peace at any cost, because we are tired of war and fighting. We have buried many of our comrades.
Cepeda campaigned under tight security. Despite its promises, the outgoing government has failed to bring peace to Colombia. Cepeda, who helped negotiate the 2016 peace agreement with the FARC, has made support for victims of Colombia's armed conflict a pillar of his campaign.
A priority when launching, continuing or resuming peace talks will be to put to an end all criminal acts committed against social leaders in the territories concerned.
30 years after his father's death, political violence continues to cast a shadow over Colombia's presidential election.